G'day, welcome to our Christmas 2016 series, Jesus Now, looking at Christmas through a different lens. Instead of using the normal lens of expectancy, we are looking through the lens of the consequences of Jesus' birth. Last time we looked at Jesus, the risen King, conquering and overcoming death. Today we keep looking back at Jesus, this time Jesus as the dying King, succumbing to death. Why did Jesus die? What were the circumstances surrounding his death? What has all this got to do with Jesus' birth and Christmas? Simply this, if Jesus did not die, then there would have been no need for him to have been born. There would have been no need for God to become human. Why? Let's find out together right now. We read some ancient words. See, my servant will prosper. He will be highly exalted. But many were amazed when they saw him. His face was so disfigured, he seemed hardly human. And from his appearance, one would scarcely know that he was a man. That was from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 13 to 14. And now from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 10 to 11. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. The prophet Isaiah decreed those words centuries before Jesus' birth. He was speaking about the Messiah who was to come. As we have seen together, Jesus is this Messiah. That is what we Christians believe. Let's look together now briefly at John chapter 19, where we correlate the two passages and see how they interlink. Firstly, let's look at Jesus being condemned. Pilate gave in and permitted the flogging and mockery in the hope of shaming Jesus' accusers in John chapter 19 verses 1 to 3, despite affirming Jesus' innocence after the scourging in John chapter 19 verse 4. Jesus knew that his work of bringing people back to God into a loving relationship with God did not rest on the actions of a mere Roman governor. Therefore, Jesus' refusal to answer Pilate stung Pilate into reminding Jesus of his Roman authority. Chapter 19, verse 10. Jesus, however, corrected Pilate's idea of authority and told him that although Pilate may have power on earth, his power reached beyond earth. John chapter 19, verse 11. And we see that overall, Pontius Pilate was more concerned with his own position than he was for justice to be seen to be done. Therefore, Jesus is put to be crucified. Jesus bears his own cross and was killed as a common criminal. John chapter 19, verse 17. Pilate was responsible for fixing the sign, the King of the Jews. John chapter 19, verses 21 to 22. Jesus showed concern for his mother even when he himself was in agony and he committed her to the Apostle John. John chapter 19, verse 26 to 27. The crucifixion site was outside the city walls on purpose. This was because the Jewish law forbade execution within the walls of the city. It was also for sanitary reasons, as often the rotting crucified corpse would hang on the cross for days. This would also serve as a vivid image to warn others of the disgrace and to act as a deterrent. In Jesus' final moments, he cried, "I am thirsty," John chapter 19, verse 28. And finally, "It is finished," John chapter 19, verse 30. When they broke his legs, that was to speed up the process of death, John chapter 19, verse 32 to 33. The desire of the Jewish authorities, John chapter 19, verse 32, to fulfill their rituals was important because the Sabbath fell within the Passover festival. The piercing of Jesus' side and the flow of blood and water proved Jesus was really dead, John chapter 19, verse 34. So Jesus was condemned, Jesus was crucified, and Jesus is buried. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus buried Jesus. Do you remember Nicodemus? The significance of "in which nobody had ever been laid" of John chapter 19 verse 41 is to demonstrate that the body of Jesus at no point came into contact with the decay of a dead body. A question often asked is, what has Jesus' death done for humanity? Why did Jesus have to die as he did? Why is he, as some say, the God-man born so he could die? Let's look at that briefly together. In our natural state, we are all sinners. We are in need of forgiveness, and God forgives us our sins because of Jesus. Jesus reconciles us to God. Therefore, we can no longer be enemies of God. We have peace. We have peace with God. Jesus' death justifies us, makes us just before God. Jesus' death cleanses us from sin. It makes us right before God. It gives us freedom from the power of slavery to commit sin. It gives us direct access to God. Wow! We have freedom from the power of the devil, and it gives us Christ's intercession for us. None of these things apply to those who do not follow Jesus and are therefore not in an active, dynamic, personal and intimate relationship with him. Are you following this Jesus yet and interacting with him? For more about this, you'll have to come back for our next podcast tomorrow. See you later.